Hello and welcome to Bible 365 with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a really good day. Well, today we are going to be reading from Ezekiel chapters 4 to 6 in the Old Testament and then into Hebrews in the New Testament, chapter 10, verses 1 to 23. And a big warm welcome if it's the first time that you've joined with us. It's great to have you on board. Make sure you start from day one, though, rather than day 317. And then there'll always be a podcast or a video ready for you. And if you like what you hear and you want to make sure that you don't miss any more videos or podcasts, make sure you subscribe to the channel. We're on YouTube and on Spotify and Anchor and many other podcast platforms. But let's get started with the Word of God. And we'll go on to Ezekiel chapter 4, the siege of Jerusalem symbolized. Now, son of man, take a block of clay, put it in front of you and draw the city of Jerusalem on it. Then lay siege to it, erect siege works against it, build a ramp up to it, set up a camp against it and put battering rams around it. Then take an iron pan, place it as an iron wall between you and the city, and turn your face toward it. It will be under siege, and you shall besiege it. This will be a sign to the people of Israel. Then lie on your left side and put the sin of the people of Israel upon yourself. You are to bear their sin for the number of days you lie on your side. I have assigned you the same number of days as the years of their sin. So for 390 days you will bear the sin of the people of Israel. After you have finished this, lie down again, this time on your right side, and bear the sin of the people of Judah. I have assigned you 40 days, a day for each year. Turn your face towards the siege of Jerusalem, and with bared arm prophesy against her. I will tie you up with ropes so that you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have finished the days of your siege. Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt. Put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side. Weigh out 20 shekels of food to eat each day and eat it at set times. Also measure out a sixth of a hin of water and drink it at set times. Eat the food as you would a loaf of barley bread. Bake it in the sight of the people using human excrement for fuel. The Lord said, in this way, the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I will drive them. Then I said, not so, sovereign Lord. I have never defiled myself. From my youth until now, I have never eaten anything found dead or torn by wild animals. No impure meat has ever entered my mouth. Very well, he said. I will let you bake your bread over cow dung instead of human excrement. He then said to me, son of man, I am about to cut off the food supply in Jerusalem. The people will eat rationed food in anxiety and drink rationed water in despair, for food and water will be scarce. They will be appalled at the sight of each other and will waste away because of their sin. Ezekiel chapter 5. God's razor of judgment. Now, son of man, take a sharp sword and use it as a barber's razor to shave your head and your beard. Then take a set of scales and divide up the hair. When the days of your siege come to an end, burn a third of the hair inside the city. Take a third and strike it with the sword all round the city, and scatter a third to the wind. For I will pursue them with drawn sword, but take a few hairs and tuck them away in the folds of your garment. Again, take a few of these and throw them into the fire and burn them up. A fire will spread from there to all Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. This is Jerusalem, which I have set in the centre of the nations, with countries all around her. Yet in her wickedness, she has rebelled against my laws and decrees more than the nations and countries around her. She has rejected my laws and has not followed my decrees. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. You have been more unruly than the nations around you, and have not followed my decrees or kept my laws. You have not even conformed to the standards of the nations around you. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself am against you, Jerusalem, and I will inflict punishment on you in the sight of the nations. Because of all your detestable idols, I will do to you what I have never done before and will never do again. Therefore, in your midst, parents will eat their children, and children will eat their parents. I will inflict punishment on you and will scatter all your survivors to the winds. Therefore, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your vile images and detestable practices, I myself will shave you. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. A third of your people will die of the plague or perish by famine inside you. A third will fall by the sword outside your walls, and a third I will scatter to the winds and pursue with drawn sword. Then my anger will cease, and my wrath against them will subside, and I will be avenged, and when I have spent my wrath on them, they will know that I, the Lord, have spoken in my zeal. I will make you a ruin and a reproach among the nations around you. In the sight of all who pass by, you will be a reproach and a taunt, a warning and an object of horror to the nations around you, when I inflict punishment on you in anger and in wrath and with stinging rebuke. I, the Lord, have spoken. When I shoot at you with my deadly and destructive arrows of famine, I will shoot to destroy you. I will bring more and more famine upon you and cut off your food supply. I will send famine and wild beasts against you, and they will leave you childless. Plague and bloodshed will sweep through you, and I will bring the sword against you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Ezekiel chapter 6. Doom for the mountains of Israel. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, set your face against the mountains of Israel. Prophesy against them and say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills, to the ravines and valleys. I am about to bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. Your altars will be demolished, and your incense altars will be smashed. And I will slay your people in front of your idols. I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. Wherever you live, the towns will be laid waste, and the high places demolished, so that your altars will be laid waste and devastated, your idols smashed and ruined, your incense altars broken down, and what you have made wiped out. Your people will fall slain among you, and you will know that I am the Lord. But I will spare some, for some of you will escape the sword when you are scattered among the lands and nations. Then in the nations where they have been carried captive, those who escape will remember me, how I have been grieved by their adulterous hearts, which have turned away from me, and by their eyes, which have lusted after their idols. They will loathe themselves for the evil that they have done, and for all their detestable practices. And they will know that I am the Lord. I did not threaten in vain to bring this calamity on them. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Strike your hands together and stamp your feet and cry out, alas, because of all the wicked and detestable practices of the people of Israel, for they will fall by the sword, famine, and plague. One who is far away will die of the plague, and one who is near will fall by the sword. And anyone who survives and is spared will die of famine. So will I pour out my wrath on them. And they will know that I am the Lord when their people fall by the Lord. And anyone who survives will be spared will die of famine. So I will pour out my wrath on them. And they will know that I am the Lord when their people lie slain among their idols around their altars, on every high hill and on all the mountaintops, until every spreading tree and every leafy oak, places where they have offered fragrant incense to all their idols, and I will stretch out my hand against them and make the land a desolate waste from the desert to Dibla. Wherever they live, they will know that I am the Lord. And now we'll go into the New Testament, into Hebrews chapter 10. And it's verses 1 to 23. Christ's sacrifice once for all. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. Otherwise, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins. It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, 'Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, my God.'" First he said, "Sacrifices and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them. Though they were offered in accordance with the law," then he said, "Here I am. I have come to do your will." He sets aside the first to establish the second. And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sin and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. A call to persevere in faith. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Amen. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time together. Lord, for the wisdom that is in your word. Lord, as we read of these times of where you punished Israel for them following idols and turning away from you, we pray at this time in the world that we live in today, Lord, help us to make sure that we follow you with all our hearts, with everything that we have. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us our sin and help us, Lord, to forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, help us to drop all those things, Lord, that we hold against other people, that we would put those things away. We would forgive and forget, Lord, as you have done for us. And help us, Lord, come closer as congregations, ready to listen to your word, ready to act out exactly what you want us to do. Lord, to be good to one another, to love one another, to make those great bonds of friendship. We thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in your church. And we pray, Lord, help us to stay away from idols and those things that would distract, Lord, from the gospel and from the ways of you. Lord, everything that is so good that you have given us, help us, Lord, to love those things, Lord, to love you in all the things that we do. In your almighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks very much for joining with me for Bible 365 on day 317. As we're getting closer to 365 and we'll have done the whole Bible. It's maybe taken more than a year, but if once it's completed, we'll all be able to listen to it over and over again every day, and it will be all complete. But I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you very much for joining with me. Please let other people know about the programme. It would be great to see the channel grow. We've had over 8,000 plays on Anchor. That's the whole kind of podcast platform. And that's really with little to no advertising. That's just people telling other people and it just going out on Facebook and things like that. So it would be amazing to get the gospel out there and let more people be able to hear it and read the word. And let's see more people saved for the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. May God bless you all, and bye just now.